is going on, everybody? It's Manifestation. I'm back again with another little short video clip for you. This video clip, I'm gonna just be talking about treat people the way that you want to be treated. I cannot express that enough. Treat people the way that you would want to be treated, and that goes over so many people's heads because they hear it, but they truly do not understand the real definition of that and what it means. So I'm here to tell you what it truly means and what is the real true definition of it. So when you tell someone, treat others the way that you would want to be treated, in layman terms, that's basically saying, if I'm good to you, if I'm kind to you, if I always try my best to help you when I can, return that energy to me tenfold. If I'm able to treat you with kindness and love, treat me the exact same way. It might be times where I'm going through something, I don't feel like speaking, I might have something on my mind, I might be depressed, because a lot of the times I do find myself depressed, I do find myself thinking, man, how am I going to do this, man, why is all this happening to me, man, it's so much I have on my shoulders and no one knows because I keep quiet. Return that same energy to me tenfold. If I'm good to you, if I'm trying my best, if you look at me and say, damn, this is a good man, he treats me good, he loves me good, he does his best, he breaks his back, he works, treat me the same way. If I'm treating you with love and kindness, don't turn around when I need you. Oh, well, I can't help you. Oh, well, you'll be all right. Oh, shit. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. You know what I'm saying? That's not helping me. That's not helping me at all, because I don't treat you that way. I treat you with love. I treat you with respect. I treat you with kindness. Treat me the exact same way. Be there for me like how I'm there for you. If I'm able to be there for you, then I will try my best to be there for you. I will give you advice. I will listen to you and not just let it go in one ear and not the other one. I will truly listen to you so I can try to help you with your situation or try to help you with whatever that you have going on. Do the same thing for me, because you never know who all needs that ear. You never know who all needs just someone to just listen. Don't tell me about the situation that you're going through and how you can understand. Just listen. A lot of the times when people talk to people about how they're feeling and what they're going through, they just want you to listen. Just listen to them and really, really listen to what they're saying. Don't give them any feedback. Just sit right there and listen and take in everything that they're saying so you can give them the appropriate response and an appropriate answer to what they're going through. That's just like with, rest in peace to Jason David Frank, man. I had to say that. Jason David Frank was a huge part of my childhood. He was by far one of the biggest parts of my childhood besides Kenan and Kel and a whole bunch of 90s cartoons. He was a huge part of my childhood, and it hurt me the most, just because when I found out that he ended his life, I was hurt, because I was like, damn, I wish I could have been the person. I mean, you good, you okay? I mean, you want to talk? You know, I wish I could have been that person to speak out to him, ask him, you know, are you okay? You good? Is it something that, you know, is something you want to talk about? I wish he had friends who would check up on him and be like, everything okay, everything good, you know, you can talk to me if you need me, man, I'm here, I'm your friend, I love you, if you need anything, please let me know. I wish he had more people in his life that were like that, and maybe this situation wouldn't have occurred. And you know, that bothers me and it hurts me, and it stays on my mind, and it's been messing with me the last couple weeks, because he's been gone now maybe 3 weeks, I want to say, don't quote me on that, but he's been gone for a couple of weeks now. That's why I say, when people are going through something, when people be like, hey man, can I talk to you, or man, I need somebody to talk to you, just listen to them, because you never know what they're going through. You never know what they have on their mind. They can have on their mind, I'm tired, I don't want to do this no more, I can't do this anymore, I'm gonna end it, I don't want to do this no more, I'm going to end it. You never know what people are thinking. You never know what people are going through. That's why it is so important to treat people the way that you want to be treated. And listen to people, man. Just listen to them. If you have friends or if you have family members that you're cool with, always try to check on them. That's why when I do talk to friends I haven't spoke to in a while, I always shit, everything, is everything good? Everything all right? You straight? You need to talk to me, bro? Like, I'm call my phone. I'm here. Because you never know. You really, truly never know what people are going through. And it just, it's, a lot of people, it's going to go over a lot of people's heads. They're not going to think really twice about it at all. But like I said, man, it's just, you never know what someone's going through, man. Just, please just try to keep an open mind and check on people. Because me, myself, I've faced that situation several times. I never thought about, you know, killing myself or committing suicide. But it's been so much on my mind. It's been so much. I felt like the world was on my shoulders so many times. And I literally didn't have a lot of people I could just talk to. So I had to meditate. I had to pray. I had to find different activities to release all of this pressure and release all of this weight. And I've got through it. Luckily, you know, I've been going through that for a long time now, just because, you know, I'm going to speak on that in the next video. Can't get y'all too much in this one. I'm just here to tell y'all, you know, just make sure you check on your people, man. Make sure you show them love. Make sure that when you check on them, you always see if they okay, see how they doing. Because you never know what they're going through, man. Treat people the way that you want to be treated. Don't be out here disrespecting people. You feel me? It's so ignorant for you to have that mindset of, shit, man, fuck that dude, man, he ain't shit. Or you see another guy, you jealous because he out here busting his ass and he has all these nice things. Like, no, bro, no. You don't have to be that way. Ask him, shit, what do I got to do to get that? How did you do that? Like, what all steps did you take to do that? You feel me? Like, just treat others the way that you want to be treated, bro. That's one of God's commandments. Treat other people the way that you want to be treated. You see someone, hold the door open for them. You feel me? An older couple coming in, hold the door open for them. You see somebody short, they need maybe $6-$7, they short, they ain't got the money, help them out. You feel me? That's just a part of God's plan. That's the way that you want to be treated. If you were in a situation and you were like, damn, I need help, and a random person said, don't worry about it, I'll help you, I got you, that's love, man. That's treating other people the way that you want to be treated. That's how you get your blessings, man. Manifestation out.